Good morning, listen to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. I'm at NeoCon, and I'm with Brian Carson and Paul Murfin. Brian Carson, the president of Mohawk, and Paul Murfin, the co-CEO of IVC. I'm with you today because Mohawk has finalized the acquisition of IVC, a global resilient manufacturer, one of the top five producers in the world. And we've been talking about this now for several months. It's a $1.2 billion acquisition, and it's just now finally been completed because of some approval that you had to get in Europe, right?
Yeah, that's correct. There were a few technical issues, I should say, relative to the laminate portion of the business. And the good news is those have now been approved by the European Union. And
all the hurdles are cleared. We are one. We've blown the whistle, and we're off to the races.
Well, most people know this is not Mohawk's first acquisition. This is a long line of acquisitions. The first non-carpet, I believe, was Dale Tile, and then Unilin, and Quickstep, and Columbia, and most recently Marazzi. So you've been on a tear, if you will, and definitely the largest flooring company in the world. Let's just talk about the size of the IVC's resilient business and give our listeners a quick review of how they fit in the LVT and resilient market.
Well, Kemp, we don't break out all the pieces by region, but the original part of IVC started as a resilient sheet vinyl company, glass sheet vinyl company. That's about half of the business on a worldwide basis, with the other two being split between laminate and LVT, with LVT being slightly larger than laminate. But LVT is really the area that's growing most rapidly. So as you look going forward, we expect growth in all of them, but the growth to be most accelerated in the LVT category.
So with this acquisition being completed now, what changes?
Well, a lot has changed. Kemp, if you went into the showroom this morning, you'd already see some of the LVT that was in the NeoCon showroom was produced by IVC. So in two short days, we already have some of the absolutely world-class LVT products. Paul, I don't know if you want to touch on them.
We showed a collection of products that are manufactured still at our factory in Belgium today. Of course, the marketplace is eager to get their hands on that. The challenge, of course, there is that our factory in Belgium is essentially at capacity. So we're going to have to work hard now to get our new factory up and running to produce products that are equally attractive and equally of demand. So you ask what's new or what's in front of us. The thing that's in front of us is to continue to grow our existing core business that essentially got us to this point already. And then the second thing is we're going to start to develop a series of products that we'll bring to market under the Mohawk brand of programs. So Think of those in residential as well as commercial products over time.
All right, so you brought up the brand. It's a key question. So there still will continue to be an IVC brand, right?
Yes, we believe strongly in the IVC brand. We're very proud of what we've achieved over a few short years. In fact, in your magazine recently, you identified that we were showing up both in the resilient category and also now the laminate category, so we're very proud of that. And it's our goal to continue to build on what we've achieved there and then complement that with additional products and programs that we start to sell through the various Mohawk channels that we're very fortunate to now have at our disposal.
Kemp, our goal is to grow the strength of the IVC product line and distribution. I mean, if you think about, at the end of the day, we looked at getting into the resilient business from a manufacturing standpoint. We looked around and said, first, we want to be in the categories that are growing, because not all resilient categories are growing. And the ones that we think are growing nicely is LVT and glass sheet vinyl. Ones that we can differentiate, because when Mohawk gets into it, we focus on innovation, differentiation, style, and design. And we saw great opportunities there, and we were looking for people that were world-class in technology, efficiency, and style and design, and IVC fit the bill. So IVC brings this management, design, manufacturing expertise in resilient, which we didn't have that. And Mohawk brings customer access, you know, particularly in the commercial space, different brands. We've got a lot of logistics capabilities to move around the products. And it was really looking at the strengths of what IVC does incredibly well on both sides of the ocean and what Mohawk does well.
All right, well, it's no secret to the people who know Mohawk that the acquisition from many years ago, Unilin, that at that one point was mostly laminate, has evolved and built an LVT plant in Belgium. So how does IVC and Unilin, how do you dovetail these two businesses?
Kemp, the way to think about the business going forward is, you know, we're going to have the benefit of three factories, two in Europe with the IVC factory and also the Unilin factory, and also now our own factory in Dalton, and it's going to be up to us to identify what are the best ways to leverage all of their various capabilities to bring differentiated, attractive products to market that people can make money on. In Dalton, first square foot of what you might call LVT came off the end of the production line actually last week. There was a team of folks that were cheering the arrival of that first square foot, and obviously there are lots of refinements to do over the next few weeks and months, but we're very excited that our new factory is essentially coming out of the ground as we speak.
Without getting into a lot of details, I'm just curious. So Unilin built an LVT plant, and IVC built an LVT plant in Belgium, and now you've just completed one. Is the manufacturing process the same from IVC and Unilin, or are they a lot different?
Some of the items are similar, and some of the items are different. The common element is what comes out of the end of the production line is a really high-class, great-quality product. And actually, because the Unilin factory is slightly different in nature to what we've been doing at IVC, I think it's going to be another example of how we can potentially bring some differentiation to various customer channels over time.
So it's three plants in as many years. The plant in Dalton is an incredibly advanced plant, and we are already going back with plants that we only invested in a year or two ago and retooling some of those plants with capabilities that we learned 2 years later.
So the LVT business in this country is about $1 billion. How fast do you think it will grow, and how will you react to satisfy that growth in this country?
We expect it to grow 15% a year. You know, that's $150 million of growth a year. You know, there's a lot of capacity coming on in North America and around the world, but there's also a lot of growth that's happening. What's going to be key is that you're different, that the way you're making LVT and the features and benefits that you can provide are giving your customers something different. And we think the IVC technology and the IVC style and design capabilities, and then the ability to take those ideas and bring them into reality with their manufacturing assets is going to put us in the catbird seat to take advantage of this growing market.
All right, let's go into detail a little bit about the difference between commercial and residential. I'm assuming your plan is out of these three plants to satisfy both markets with the three plants. Tell us a little bit more about that if you could.
Absolutely, there is a plan to create both types of products. If you look at IVC's history and where we've been successful, it's largely been in the residential side of the business. In fact, we brought a group here this time last year to Neocon and realized pretty quickly that we had a lot to learn commercially. We have the ability to make the products, but we didn't necessarily have the sales organization or infrastructure to take the product to market. So we're now very fortunate that we're going to have a sizable infrastructure through the Mohawk team to really aggressively pursue those commercial customers and markets as quickly as possible. So I think what you'll see initially out of our factory are primarily residential products, but very quickly shifting to a combination of residential and commercial products to try and satisfy all of the potential channels in the marketplace.
Well, it's no secret that Dave Thorson came to the Mohawk Group a couple of years ago and has led the sourcing and product development for Mohawk Group's LVT business, and he's been sourcing that product out of Asia. Is the plan to shift that business over to IVC eventually?
I think, Kemp, the best way to answer that question is referring back to one of your earliest questions, and that's about the growth of the category. We see so much growth in LVT and so much opportunity. And what we will start to do or think about doing is where it makes the best sense to manufacture products, we'll absolutely do that. And where it makes most sense to source products and bring value to our customers, we'll certainly do that as well. Given current demand for what we're doing in our new factory or what we plan on doing, you know, I think you'll see a combination of manufacturing and sourcing in the near future. So I very much look forward to working with Dave together to just grow the entire LVT category as a whole.
All right. Well, congratulations on closing this IVC acquisition. I should have started with this. Congratulations as well on winning two Best of Neocon awards yesterday in the carpet category. I think a gold and modular and a silver and broadloom. So obviously there's a lot going on with Mohawk.
Some of these products that were here were really unique designs and technically very different. A lot more texturing in the products, and the teams did really a fabulous job. So I'm thrilled for the team that they were recognized.
All right. Again, we've been talking to Brian Carson, president of Mohawk, and Paul Murfin, co-CEO with IVC. And you've been listening to Kempar and FloridaLA.net.